When the going gets tough, the tough don't vote. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. One of the things we're learning about our House and Senate during the shutdown is that certain things can't even be voted on. The Senate sends a resolution to the House to open the government. The House refuses to vote. Then the House sends resolutions to the Senate to reopen parts of the government that everybody agrees ought to be reopened, and the Senate has been refusing to vote. There are nonstop speeches about who's right and what's best, and yet they avoid using the very mechanism that you're supposed to use to finally come to a decision on who's right and what's best, which is to vote. We ordinary people get scolded for being bad citizens when we don't vote, but now we see that the very people who want us to vote don't want to vote. But of course, there's a reason politicians don't want to vote, and the president revealed why when he called for a vote on the debt ceiling.
If, in fact, some of these folks really believe that it's not that big of a deal, they can vote no. And if it fails and we do end up defaulting, I think voters should know exactly who voted not to pay our bills so that they can be responsible for the consequences that come with it.
And that's what it's about, isn't it? Politicians don't want to be held responsible for the consequences that come with taking a tough vote. But these politicians who don't want to take these tough votes, why did they run for office? A politician who talks all the time about what we ought to be doing but never wants to be held responsible for the consequences of his opinions has no business in Congress. He needs to be either hosting a talk show or driving a cab. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.